This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold with Ameriprise Financial, here to cover your A to Z's and 123s. Today's topic, is lifestyle creep threatening your financial future? As your income increases, your spending habits may have a tendency to go up as well. This is a phenomenon known as lifestyle creep. Though it's a natural inclination to want to spend more as your funds go up, it's important that it doesn't impede your ability to protect your long-term financial security. If you're making more money, but your expenses are noticeably higher than they were before, or your savings seem stuck in neutral, it may be time to reset your spending habits. Here are the three steps to help you avoid or reverse lifestyle creep. Step 1. Assess your current spending patterns. One way to identify whether lifestyle creep is a reality for you is to compare your expenses and saving strategies to a point in the past, say 1 or 5 years ago. Review checking account statements from then compared to those of today. You should be able to detect whether in that time your spending has changed significantly. Also review how much you are putting away in savings, your bank accounts for emergency needs, your retirement accounts, and towards any other savings goals. Has that number improved or declined in the past year? This can tell you a lot about whether lifestyle creep is threatening your future goals. Step 2. Establish a target budget and stick with it. Creating a monthly budget provides you with guideposts on how much you should spend. It also helps you prioritize what's important. Lifestyle creep often occurs when we become too fast and loose with our money, spend impulsively, or simply get careless about spending. Budgeting can help you put parameters around what is justifiable spending and what expenses will most likely prove unfulfilling. Step 3. Increase savings where possible. One primary reason to investigate the potential for lifestyle creep is to determine ways to enhance your saving strategy. If you are employed and can participate in an employer's retirement plan, be sure to do so. If the employer offers matching contributions, it is important to fully capitalize on it. An ideal target is to set aside at least 10% of your gross income in retirement savings. That can include a Roth IRA, where you can build a source of retirement income that can qualify for tax-free withdrawals. Also, be sure to boost your savings when you receive a raise, or at least to keep pace with inflation. Having a financial plan in place is a good way to put the damper on a lifestyle creep. An up-to-date plan can help you establish a savings regimen that will keep current spending in check and keep your long-term goals on track. Your financial advisor can help. Join me next week for more A to Z's and 123s.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.